All right. Well, I'm going to ask you to just say thank you to our worship team this morning. Man, these guys are great. And you might think all these people do is get up here and sing. But no, they practice. They practice. And they come early. I got here early. And these people are all out here and they're moving stuff around and setting up. Ah, our worship team is absolutely amazing. Yeah. How about this stage, huh? Is this cool looking or what? And so big thank you, big shout out. We had a team that came yesterday morning, 8 o'clock, and went to work and built this stage, and just a great group of guys. So would you just say thank you to all those guys that showed up yesterday and just made our stage? You know, I don't know what these next few weeks and months are going to hold. Can't make any promises about what's going to happen. I don't know. Wish I did. I gave up on trying to guess back in April because we were always trying to guess how long is this thing going to last? What's going to happen next? And we, as a staff, we were trying to get. And now we have learned that guessing is just ridiculous because we don't know. But I can promise you this. I'll give you three promises. I shared these last week. I promise you that no matter what happens, we're going to have a plan. Okay? No matter what happens, we're going to come up with a plan. Secondly, my second promise is whatever that plan is, we're going to execute it to the very best of our ability. We're going to execute that plan with excellence and try to have great services like we're having today. And then the third promise is this. We'll communicate whatever the plan is with you, all right? So we're gonna have a plan, we're going to execute the plan with excellence, and we're going to communicate that plan clearly with our church family, all right? Sound reasonable? Okay, so those are the promises we're going to give you. And I am so excited about this, to be honest with you. What a great crowd we have out right in the middle of summer here. And I just have a feeling this thing's just going to grow because people are hungry for the Lord. And so I'm excited about that. I'm so excited today, too, because this stage, it's made out of this flooring that's got a little spring to it. And I don't know if you noticed, but I wore my Chuck Taylors today. And so between those two things, I don't know, I might pull the Pastor Roger on you and really take off. Pastor Roger and Teresa, by the way, are enjoying some much-deserved vacation time. And so thanks to the worship team for filling in and his absence. All right, let's get into God's Word. The Gospel of John is where we're at. John chapter 6. So open up your Bible, open up your device. John chapter 6. We've been working our way through John's Gospel. And we started this journey a couple of months ago. It's probably going to take us the better part of a year to go through the Gospel of John. This is not typically how we do things here at Bethel. A lot of times we're doing shorter topical series, but I just felt impressed several weeks ago that we were supposed to do this journey together through the Gospel of John. I love the Gospel of John. And another great story, miraculous story today of Jesus providing. And you'll see probably in the chapter heading there where it says Jesus feeds the 5,000. Well, that's a little inaccurate. It's very inaccurate because we know as we read through this, it wasn't just 5,000 people there. There was 5,000 men, all right? Sorry, kids. Sorry, ladies. Back then, they didn't count you. Sorry. It's the way it was. There were 5,000 people there. Just the men were counted, though. So I'm going to say, you know, usually there's more ladies that show up at church than guys. So I'm going to say, you know, there's probably really 15,000 to 20,000 people here. And so this miracle, I mean, it's big enough feeding 5,000, but think about it. Jesus is probably feeding upward of 20,000 people with five little loaves of bread and two fish. It's this amazing miracle, all right? So starting in verse 1, it says, after this, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, And a large crowd was following him because they saw the signs he was doing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. And now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Lifting up his eyes and seeing that a large crowd was coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?" And he said this to test him, for he himself knew what he would do. So this is toward the beginning of Jesus' earthly ministry. And already people are hearing about the miracles that he's doing. And people are starting to show up in crowds. And this is how it is when Jesus shows up. No matter what the opposition may be, no matter what people say about Jesus, people that really come to know Jesus, they tell other people about Jesus, and people get excited about Jesus, right? And these people are attracted. They're coming. Here's a crowd of 20,000 people. And by the way, having church outside isn't such a bad thing. Jesus did it all the time. All the time. They did church outside back then. And so here's